Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here. It's Sunday morning. This week was January 6th, a memorable occasion in many Americans' minds. And someday we'll find out the truth. With us this morning is Senator Lindsey Graham. And he has some few interesting things to talk about. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good, John. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. We hope we need a good year for the American people because we've gone through two miserable years.
Yeah, we have. And if you hadn't been vaccinated, I would encourage you to do so. It lessens the effect of Omicron. Seems to be among vaccinated people is fairly mild. If you're unvaccinated, it can be pretty rough. But, you know, thanks to communist China, we're still living with coronavirus.
The Chinese virus. And then they try to hit us with the South African virus. But what the heck?
What the heck? So I was talking to President Trump a couple of days ago, and I was telling him that the most consequential thing he did was provide these vaccines and drug therapies because it saved thousands, if not millions, of lives. And my hope is that, you know, that we can, you know, get these therapies out, keep people out of the hospital. The problem is people going to the hospital, but you know the vaccines work, and I would encourage you to take it. And I'm hoping for a better 2022.
I'm hoping for a good one too. But the one thing, you know, I have a lot of Democratic friends like you have, and I have a lot of Republican friends. And the one thing that everybody agrees to, President Trump had the courage to issue a warp speed, and make sure that the pharmaceutical companies were paid, and make sure that the lawyers were not going to go after him. And that saved millions of lives.
Oh, my God. And I can't see the Biden administration having the guts to do it. Basically, what Trump did, he told the pharmaceutical companies, you go develop the vaccine as quick as you can, safely, and if I'll cover you. You won't lose money. The federal government will back you up. If you hit, then, you know, great. But if you come up short, keep trying. Federal government's going to pay for this. And guess what? It worked. The single most important thing President Trump did for the world at large is to take the bureaucracy and beat it down, allow warp speed to come about. And it's just not the vaccine. It's the drug therapies. We've got therapies now that will keep you from dying and, you know, having to go to the hospital. So, only Donald Trump could have done this. Jared Kushner, his whole team, they have a lot to be proud of. Vice President, Warp Speed was one of the most successful government programs, I think, in the history of the country.
I agree 110%. But this week was an interesting week. It seems like Washington, we have nothing but still, it's the Democrats against the Republicans. It's the Nancy Pelosi against the world. I'd like your view on January 6th, let's talk about it. Are we going to be tuning in on radio 3 o'clock in the morning someday, 50 years from now, and saying, what is the truth? Or can we find out the truth sooner?
Well, here's what I think. I was there, by the way. You had a bunch of people that tried to intimidate the Congress from doing its job. I'm all for election reform. I think mail-in balloting is subject to fraud and abuse, so let's fix our election systems. But those who defiled the Capitol took the law in their own hands. I hope they get prosecuted to the full extent of the law. President Trump's speech was a political speech. I don't blame him for the actions of others. Those who did go into the Capitol, that was a dark day for America. I hope you get prosecuted. But as you say, there's so many unanswered questions. There were bombs being planted on January the 5th, okay?
Yes.
All right, before Trump ever spoke, there's photos of people planting bombs throughout the town. Who were these people? Clearly, they weren't inspired by the speech because they hadn't given it yet. How could the Capitol, 20 years after 9/11, and people listening to this program remember 9/11, be taken over by unarmed mob, forget the reason. They could have been Al-Qaeda types in the middle of this crowd. They could have been bombs and guns in those backpacks. How who's responsible for protecting the Capitol? It's the Speaker of the House. I hope she's held accountable, whatever responsibility she may have. So, yeah, there are a bunch of unanswered questions, but just think about it. We've got the House and the Senate in session trying to certify an election, and the place is taken over. Forget about the reason it was taken over for a moment. How could that happen, and how exposed are we to a terrorist attack? These questions need to be answered. And who was trying to bomb the place on January the 5th? What was their motives?
And, Senator, I've seen videos where the Capitol Police opened the doors.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to downplay this, John. I was there. These people came in, and 140 officers were hurt.
It was 100% wrong.
It was wrong.
I agree with you.
It was wrong. But the speech that President Biden gave, I don't know if you heard it or not, on Thursday, was awful, in my view. He had a chance to talk about how democracy worked, how the system worked. We need not let this have again. Praise those officers who fought back, condemned the attack, and try to bring the country together. It was an effort on his part and the vice president to create a brazen political moment to try to deflect from their failed presidency. It was an effort to push the passage of federal legislation to take over the state voting system, which has got nothing to do with January the 6th. So I was really disappointed in the tone of the president and the vice president. I thought they politicized January the 6th, and the American people reject what happened on January the 6th. But come in November of 2022, they're going to reject the Democratic Party because these folks running our country in the House and the Senate and Biden don't know what they're doing. Rampant inflation, broken borders, turning the Afghanistan back over to terrorists, being weak in the face of Iranian aggression. These are the most dangerous times since the late 30s. And I think the public is going to be voting in November of 2022, not based on what happened on January the 6th, but based on this failed Democratic radical agenda.
Senator, the American people do not want socialism. And it's only a few individuals and some of the corporate media that's promoting it. And I think probably CNN will come to a halt. John Malone, I understand, is taking over CNN over the next few months. And there'll probably be a change. I think AT&T, CNN, is finally fed up with
it. Yeah, I met with some folks at Discovery that are going to take over CNN. They want the old CNN. I remember, you know, during the first Gulf War, CNN was on the ground reporting what was happening. Their audience.
You want the truth. The American people.
The
American people want the truth. Right. That's all they want.
They want journalism. They don't want opinion. And you know, the reason Trump is going to do well in 2024, I think he'll win. The reason the Republicans are going to take back the Senate and the House is because these liberal policies do not represent America. We're not a socialist country. We don't want to pack the Supreme Court. We don't want to abolish the Electoral College. We don't want D.C. and Puerto Rico to become a state to change the balance of power in this country. You know, what happened on January 6th was bad, and people need to be punished, and they will be. But what Democrats are trying to do is to tear up the Constitution. They're trying to change the balance of power in this country. They're trying to expand the Supreme Court to make it liberal, which will destroy the independence of the court. They're trying to create two new states to give them power. They're trying to abolish the Electoral College so smaller states have no say about who's president. This is the most radical approach to our constitutional checks and balances in my lifetime and maybe ever. And there's going to be a backlash in 2022, John, against this Democratic radicalization.
I agree. I was on Fox Business last week, Senator, and I said, they asked me, what do we do to end inflation? I said, if the White House ends the war on North America oil, will end.
Right.
And Canada has 100 years worth of oil. Alaska has 100 years worth of oil. If we started shipping oil from Canada and Alaska, we'd drop the price of oil $20 a barrel. why are we giving the money to Putin at $80 a barrel? Why are we giving the money to OPEC at $80 a barrel? I'm not saying anything bad about Putin or OPEC. They're smart people. They're taking the money. Why are we dumb and not leaving the money in North America?
Well, this is driven by an effort by the radical element of the climate change community. I believe climate change is real. I'd like to go to a lower carbon economy, but not destroy the American economy in the process. Nothing changes in terms of carbon emissions until you get China and India on board. The Chinese growth in carbon emissions since the great meeting at Kyoto, Japan, exceeds our entire carbon footprint. We're actually lowering our carbon footprint, but you're not helping the environment by destroying the economy. The reason gas is so high is we stopped production in America, made it hard to produce in America. So if we, as you said, opened up our domestic energy sources, it would be hurting Iran. It would be hurting Putin, who's a thug. This is the dumbest policy in the world. We let Russia build a pipeline to supply gas to Germany, and we're shutting down our pipelines to help domestic consumption. This is ill-conceived. Inflation is driven by high gas prices, right? High
yes.
food prices. The supply chain is broken. The border is completely, we've lost control of our southern border. It's just a matter of time until a terrorist group comes through our border if we don't ditch our policies.
Senator Lindsey Graham, thank you for everything you do for the American people in Washington. Keep speaking out the truth. We hope, because we got to save America. That's bottom line.
Yeah, I'm very worried. Show up at the ballot box November 2022. A happy new year, and we'll talk again.
Happy new year.